Okay, so the goblin horde is rushing towards you. What do you do?
My monk charges forward to meet them in melee combat.
My barbarian will enter a rage and charge the goblins as well.
Can my paladin join their goblin smashing party?
Of course. And what is our warlock doing?
I call upon the power of my plus one podcast of slaying and use it to rain fire down upon the goblin scum.
What? No.
You have to be kidding me.
Everything is burning.
Seriously? Wow. I do not have a good feeling about this session anymore.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus. Now, today, I want to talk a little bit about online role-playing. And no, I don't mean over your favorite virtual tabletops or Zoom or Discord or whatever. Although those potentially can come into play, at least some of them. No, I want to talk about MMORPG. Massively multiplayer online role-playing game. You know, World of Warcraft and the like. You may not have heard of most of them, but most people have heard of World of Warcraft. Well, there's a lot more than just that. And in a lot of these games, there's people that take the role-playing game part of MMORPG fairly seriously. They really get into their character, interacting with other players and NPCs, and just trying to live the world that they're playing in. And that's great. Something I've done myself in many games, all the way back to 2004, to be honest. When I first started playing Anarchy Online, really. Did some role-playing there. Moved to City of Heroes, eventually World of Warcraft, Lord of the Rings Online, and then on from there. But that was a long time ago. Nearly 20 years. And yes, some of those MMORPGs are still around. Others have popped up over time. And yes, the genre itself of MMORPGs has definitely faded over the years. At one point, it was just this massive thing. Now, not so much. The games have definitely settled into a quiet equilibrium, you might say. Millions of people left MMORPGs, but there's still a quiet, solid player base. And amongst them, amongst the games that survive, there's still a role-playing community to be enjoyed, at least in a good portion of these games. So what I wanted to talk about today is it worth role-playing in MMORPGs anymore? And I'm going to talk about some of the games I know personally or know best that still are playing, and my thoughts on each of them, whether they're a good option. Now, I'm sure a lot of people may disagree, but it's worthy discussion, because right now, role-playing, you have a limited amount of options. Tabletop, in-person role-playing, still not really a thing for most people. Got to do it virtually through a virtual tabletop, and a lot of people just don't like doing that. It just doesn't work out for them, right? Then you've got LARPing. Yeah, it's not a thing. Not yet. And if it is, it's extremely limited. Same with Renaissance fairs and cosplay, because conventions aren't open yet. It's just kind of a mess. Doing role-playing is, there aren't a lot of options, but role-playing in an MMORPG, That's still a very viable option. Easy to do. You don't have to worry about setting up a virtual tabletop or finding a group or, you know, that play the game you want to play and that you work well with and such and so forth. You may have some of those issues, but not really. When you're in an MMO, they don't have to worry about trying to imagine what you look like. You're right there. Your character, your avatar is right there. You just need to tell them about yourself. And you can form stories together and have fun. And it's just a very organic experience for those who have done it. And I really enjoyed it, personally. I remember one time where my brother and I, Bielis, also on the podcast with me, Loot Mechanics, we were trying to recruit for our RP guild that we were running in World of Warcraft. And so we decided to, we went in and we just gathered up a bunch of low-level magic items. Stuff that would be very useful for players just jumping into the game, making new alts, that sort of thing. And so we set up like a recruiting station outside of Orgrimmar in World of Warcraft. We were playing Horde, because Horde best, especially if you're playing Tauren, but whatever. And we handed out gear to new people. Just posted, hey, if you're a new low-level character, come on over. We've got free gear. I'll set you up with something. You know, they'd tell me about themselves a little bit and give them a cool dagger or whatever, you know. We tried to make sure that they got something that was useful to them, right? And I know a lot of people were asking me, why are you doing this? They're just going to go and sell that stuff. I was like, yeah, sure. But that's a little money that they didn't have before if they want to sell it. And most of them were just trash, you know, on the auction house. They weren't something that was going to make them a lot of money. But for a new player coming in, it was better gear than they had before. And we tell them about, hey, you know, why are you doing this? Well, we're this guild. We're trying to beef up horses for the Horde, for the War Chief, in our battle against the Alliance. And we're role-playing the whole time, and people, some of them didn't even realize, most of them, but some did. Some of them joined our guild. We had some fun. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But while we're on the topic of World of Warcraft, is it worth it to role-play in World of Warcraft right now? In 2021? Maybe? Now, see, not for any reason that is supported by Blizzard, let's say. Blizzard doesn't do anything to support their role-playing community. They basically treat role-players as trash. Oh, sure, they want to keep them around, and they may give lip service to supporting them, but they don't. They never have. And whatever, fine, fine. Whatever works for them. But that game, while not as big as it was, still has a lot of players. So, even if the role-playing community isn't quite what it was once, there's still role-playing to be had simply by sheer number of players there. And they've streamlined the game. There's still a lot of stuff to do. So, why not? I mean, sure, if you're into Warcraft, you think that's a fun storyline, go for it. Personally, no, not really. I've had enough of role-playing in World of Warcraft, and I can't help but notice the way that Blizzard treats their role-playing community, which is to say, like trash. So, if I'm going to roleplay in an MMO, I'm going to find one that's better suited to, you know, actually supporting their community. Which then leads me to Lord of the Rings Online. Now, it's kind of the opposite when it comes to role-playing. Lord of the Rings Online has a thriving role-playing community. Maybe not as big as it once was, but they still have a lot of role-players. And Turbine, followed by eventually Standing Stone Games, when it was split off, the developers support the role-playing community. And there's lots of tools in the game that make role-playing easier, to help you avoid interacting or being bothered by trolls, things like that. But at the same time, LOTRO isn't exactly a thriving game anymore. There's still people to play with, don't get me wrong. Some servers are bigger than others. But is it a big game? No. Is it always going to be easy to find people to roleplay with? No. You have to make sure you find the right server that has players that are generally in your time zone, or at least relatively close. If you play on a server that's mostly European and you're in Australia, you're going to have a bad time, because you're going to be playing at the absolute opposite time when everyone else is. Not going to work for you. But there is a thriving role-playing community in LOTRO. So that in itself, also with picking the right servers to choose from, you're going to have a better opportunity to get into role-playing. Plus, let's be honest, it's Lord of the Rings. It's kind of steeped in lore. So it makes it really easy to roleplay. So, yeah. Is it worth roleplaying in LOTRO in 2021? Yes. Unequivocally, yes. If you want to roleplay in an MMORPG, you can't go wrong if you choose LOTRO. You may not be happy with the game experience, but if you're just looking to roleplay, you're golden. So let's change things up a little bit. We've talked about two fantasy games. Let's talk about instead another big title, a title that is well known, a title that draws people to it simply by its name. And that's Star Wars, The Old Republic. I mean, it's Star Wars. And it's made by BioWare. So they're really good at making single-player role-playing games. You know? They're really good with the story. Yeah. Note I said they're really good at making single-player role-playing games. Not so much with MMORPGs. Star Wars, The Old Republic, not a great game. And that's why it almost died within months of it actually launching. Kind of problematic. But that has nothing to do with the role-playing community in the game. Is it a big game? No, not really. Is it a game that people still play, though? Yes. Is it a game that people role-play in? Absolutely. There's, much like with Lord of the Rings Online, there's people that just want to play in the Star Wars universe. They want to roleplay there. And if they want to roleplay in Star Wars, they have one option. And that's Old Republic. But is it a game that is worthy of roleplaying in? Jumping in to roleplay in 2021? Well, I've thought about it, and, you know, my normal inclination would be to say, no, not really, because I'm not a fan of the game. But we're not talking about the game. Well, we are, but we're not. Can you roleplay in Star Wars The Old Republic? Yes. Is there a community that supports that? Yes. Should you choose that as a game to roleplay in 2021? Maybe. Personally, I would not. That is not something I would want to do because I've never had good luck roleplaying in Star Wars The Old Republic. I haven't. I've looked and just people want to go do the pew-pew and do the quests. They don't want to actually sit down and actually interact and play their character. It's sad. But it is what it is. You do the best you can. If you absolutely have to play in Star Wars, go for it. There are better sci-fi games out there for role-playing in. Personally, and I think this is really goes without saying, Star Trek Online would be my first choice for role-playing in if I absolutely had to play a sci-fi game. I know a lot of people are not into the game from Cryptic. It's just not their bag, and I get that, but it gets the job done, and there are some dedicated role players there. So, yeah, I think that's more of a, comes down to, which do you prefer, Star Wars or Star Trek? And if you prefer Star Wars, you gotta really prefer Star Wars and absolutely hate Star Trek to try and role play in Star Wars The Old Republic. Otherwise, suck it up and go play some, you know, Federation or Klingons or Romulans. Because you're going to have a better time. I'm just saying. Now, why don't we switch it around to another big game? And I'll be honest, I'm not super familiar with this game. But it's a big name. It's one that's stands out, not just in MMORPGs, but in role-playing in general, in video games in general. And that's Final Fantasy XIV. Much like with Lord of the Rings Online, and with Star Wars, The Old Republic, and Star Trek Online, it's a sort of game where people just want to go to it and play. They want to enjoy the world. They love Final Fantasy games, so they want to just dive into that. And if that's for you, oh my God, yes, absolutely, you can find role-playing there. But I like Final Fantasy games. I always like playing a Red Mage. Who didn't? But, yeah, no. I'm not going to pay money to try to roleplay in Final Fantasy XIV or just play the game because no, just no. I'm not saying it's a bad game. It's not. It's a perfectly fine game, but it's just, yeah, it's pretty. I'm sure it's fun. But when I want to play Final Fantasy, I want to play a single-player Final Fantasy. Thank you very much. This is a personal thing. But can you, in 2021, I'm sorry, play, do some role-playing in Final Fantasy XIV? Gonna say yes, absolutely. And if that's for you, please do. I think you'll have a good time with it. There is a bunch of content. And like I said, very pretty game, solid community, dedicated community, hardcore community. Yeah, they're almost to the point of creepy, but certainly worth jumping into, if that's your thing. Now, we've been talking about a lot of big games. Well, not entirely big games, but why don't we quickly talk about a couple smaller games. Now, I love both of these games. One is a really good choice for role-playing. The other, no. And I'm sad about that. First, let's talk about Secret World Legends. Now, I know a lot of people aren't into modern conspiracy horror games, Lovecraftian type horror games. No, a lot of people aren't into that. But if you want to role play, if you're into role playing in an MMORPG, you will find no better option than Star Wars The Old Republic. Sorry. My brain went numb there for a moment. I'm sorry. Secret World Legends. Yeah. Apparently the mind control lasers from BioWare took over my brain there momentarily. Secret World Legends is the revamped version, free-to-play version of The Secret World, which came out 5 years prior, and to SWL. It is a wonderful game. Is it perfect? No. But it is probably the best vehicle, in my opinion, for role-playing in any MMORPG. And I know Funcom doesn't call Secret World Legends an MMORPG. They call it a shared world RPG. Because when you're out in a zone, they're layered and you can only have up to 10 people, 10 players, in a particular version of that zone. So it's a little more like Guild Wars than Guild Wars 2, right? It's perfect, though, because if you form up a group, you can go out. You can have like a 10-person group. Go do raiding or dungeons or just adventure together and experience the world without having the possibility of trolls coming around and bothering you. In fact, I don't see trolls in Secret World Legends. I've never seen trolls trying to interfere while people were role-playing. They mostly just move on. Why would they bother anybody? Because the community there is so steeped in role-playing. It's not funny. And the reason it's so good is that horror is best experienced in small groups or alone. An MMORPG where there's 1,000 people in the same zone running around, everybody trying to do the same quests, it's kind of hard to have it scary or moody or even feel like anything other than, oh, go out, bash monster, come back, turn in quest. If there's bunches of people around doing all this stuff, it's hard to feel that. But in Secret World Legends, you step out of a hub and you're in a quiet zone where, yeah, maybe you're playing solo and maybe there's a few other people, up to 9 other people, playing in your area. But the odds of you running into them are low, and even if you do, if you're role-playing, often they'll role-play back. That is the wonder of Secret World Legends. Not only is it a fun game to play, in my opinion, I know people like Bielis would say, would be laughing at me saying that, but it is a fun game to play. It's moody, it's atmospheric. In many places, it's scary. It actually achieves that, which you don't get from an MMORPG most of the time. But it's also got a really great role-playing community. So, you want to play horror? Yeah, you want to play Secret World Legends. You want to role-play. You don't care what game it is. Play Secret World Legends. Then there's Rift. Now, I love Rift. I've talked Rift on some of our other podcasts recently, and it's a game that I really enjoy. It's fun. It's just fun. I know it's kind of an old school MMO, one of the ones that was very similar to World of Warcraft back in the early days, and that's fine. Doesn't have to be this, you know, more Guild Wars-y or Elder Scrolls Online style action, or even Secret World Legends, which has an action RPG mechanic. It's more, you know, tab target type of role, type of gaming. But it used to have a pretty strong role-playing community. And it's free to play now. So normally I'd go, yeah, fun game, kind of small community, but, you know, there's still people to play with. Give it a try. No, not if you're looking to role play. If there are still role players in Rift, they're keeping their role playing hidden to the dimensions, which is the housing mechanic in the game, or into dungeons and whatnot. They're not out in the open. I don't see them. What people I see are just out there working on alts. They're just playing a free-to-play game, and it's sad. Is it a fun game? Sure. Is it going to be around forever? I don't know about that. But when it comes to role-playing in the game, I would say you'd have to be very, very lucky to find people to role-play with. It's going to take some work. And there are better options. So no, I would not suggest Rift as a game to role-play in 2021. Now, I know I've prattled on and prattled on, but now I got to come to the final game that I want to discuss today. As many, many other games I could discuss, I've played a lot of MMOs, but I want to end with this one because, going to be honest, I've had, you know, my experiences with it have been good and bad. I can't say it's a bad game. It's not a bad game. I've had fun playing it, but it's also very brown. It can't really keep me interested for long. I never end up playing it for very long, which is sad because there is fun to be had there. It's got a deep, rich lore. It's got stuff you can really work with. You can really dig your teeth into as a role player. And as I understand it, there is a thriving role-playing community in this game. And it's why I would say absolutely the biggest choice, the best choice, if you want to role play in an MMORPG in 2021, you have one singular choice as your number one option, and that is The Elder Scrolls Online. I've had fun in the game, but I don't like the game. I don't keep it installed on my computer, but if I were to go, hey, I want to role play in an MMORPG, I want to find me a good, thriving role-playing community and really dig into that and have fun, I'm reinstalling The Elder Scrolls Online and finding a guild there, because there's so much to do, so many different options, ways to play, things to do, and it's got a big, huge community, much like with World of Warcraft. You're always going to be able to find someone to play with. Even if they're not wanting to role play, you're always going to have people to play with and things to do. But if you want to role play, you're pretty much always going to find that too, in my experience. So I'm kind of torn on it. It's a sort of game where I absolutely was like, yeah, it was fun, but I can find games where I have more fun. Say Rift or Secret World Legends, but they don't have a lot of people playing them. So if I absolutely have to do some online role-playing, I'm going to Elder Scrolls. Anyway, so that's all I got for that. If you are interested in following me on Twitter, I'm at Scormy on Twitter. You can drop by my website, scormy.com. Please feel free to leave a good review on the podcasting service of your choice of this show, because Nobody listens. Well, I'm sorry. A few people listen to this show, but not many. And, to be honest, a little discouraging sitting here talking about role-playing and, not, it's like screaming into the wind here. So, yeah. Let me know what you think. If you're interested in, you know, if you like what you're hearing, let other people know. That'd be great. You know? Boost the signal, as they would say. I don't know who they are. I hope it's not the they from Secret World Legends, you know? The omnipresent they of conspiracy and, yeah, no. Let's not go there. Anyway, I'm Squirmus. And may all your dice rolls be nice rolls.
Wait, guys. Can't we talk about this?
Not a chance. We are through with you, Warlock.
And I'll be taking that accursed relic off of your hands.
No. Please. Not my plus one podcast of slaying.
What is wrong with you?
Seriously.
Can we just use it on him?
Okay, dude. The rest of your adventuring team has turned against you. They have hung up your warlock from the rafters of this abandoned tavern by his feet, and they intend to leave him here to die. And all you care about is that stupid podcast? Catch the hint, and roll up a new character. Maybe next time you won't light your fellow adventurers on fire? As for everyone else, I'll see you here next week.